What with such a big field here, why did you decide that you wanted to give it a run for the Keokuk School Board?
I just felt that we needed to have a broad base of candidates, and that there was some there seems to be some issues with the school board members that are on there now, and it seems to be a little bit hostile, and I just thought that I'd like to give back a little bit to our school and get to know the inner workings of our school system a little better.
What are the qualities or traits that you would bring as a board member? What are some of those experiences that you bring to the table?
I don't necessarily have an educational background, but I think I bring a lot from a management aspect. I was involved in the transportation industry for about 20 years. I've, anywhere from with logistics to hiring people, having to let people go, conflict resolution between management and employees, and also my background or my current background right now is with accounting and financial, so I think I'll be able to help with some of the financials within our district.
When you look at the finances, the most significant is the budget. I mean, it's obviously the biggest document the board puts together. So much of that budget is devoted to personnel, be it salaries and benefits and such. Outside of that, or even including that, where would your priorities lie? What are the areas that you would walk in and say, these are the priorities for me as we craft this budget?
Well, I think the students come first, but I also think you have to have a healthy district to provide good education for the students. So much of the school finance formula is spelled out in what you can spend money on and where you can spend it and what you can't spend it on. I think that we need to maybe get back to writing more grants at our school system. That's basically free money. Some of those grants do come with stipulations that you have to spend at certain places, but I think that's maybe a way that we can fill a void there. Our special education budget has been in a deficit the past few years. I know that they are working on that, and it's probably going to be maybe cutting about half of what it's been the last year, from about $600,000 to about $300,000, if the numbers that I'm hearing are correct. So I think our school district is working towards, having a balanced budget in that aspect, but I think that we also need to, pour our resources into student development, offering a broad range of classes, and also, professional development for our teachers.
What's the biggest strength that you see of the Keokuk School District?
I think that we have a very good teaching staff. We've hired some very good administrators the past few years. And I think that we also have a very good infrastructure in Keokuk. We have some very nice school buildings and, very nice facilities. There are some improvements that could be made, but I think overall we have a very very nice school system.
Kind of the flip side of that, what's the biggest challenge facing the district, and how as a board member would you address it?
I think that is twofold. Our open enrollment numbers are not great. We need to address that problem. The district's losing approximately $700,000 to $1 million a year through the students that open enroll. We need to find out why those students are leaving and get a handle on that problem. And I also think that we need to have technology play a greater role in our school systems and get technology in the students' hands.
And that's what I was going to say. Well, it kind of break those into two different questions here. When it comes to the technology, what's an idea that you have? How do you better have the students in Keokuk utilizing new technology?
I would say that to utilize the technology, we'd need to possibly have a one-on-one computer to student ratio. I know that the district has okayed to buy Chromebooks for this year. I think that's a great start. But I think that getting that technology, getting those computers in the hands of students during the school day will go a long way to helping with their education.
The other thing you mentioned in the challenges was the open enrollment. Keokuk net lost about 90 students last year, as you mentioned, hundreds of thousands of dollars. How do you reverse that? How do you keep students in that live in the district and keep them going to school in the district?
I think we need to possibly have some community forums, poll their parents, poll the students. I know that our current administration has started to do some of that. I'm not sure exactly where they're at with that, but I think that just getting an understanding of why the students are leaving and maybe fixing some of those problems, even before they leave, you know, I think that we need to be, proactive instead of reactive to this problem.
Do you think the district does a good job of communicating with the community?
I think there's always room for improvement. There's some talk about televising or tape delaying the board meetings. The school has a good website. I think there's some improvements that could be made there to make it a little more user-friendly, especially for someone that's not used to being on there like a parent, but just a community member. I had heard someone talk about the possibility of posting those school board meetings on the school website once they're done so people can go in and view them. And always with newspaper and radio, I think those are great avenues to, get the word out to people. And, you can advertise it, but people have to be involved too. So I think the means are there to communicate with the public, but I think the public also needs to use those and come to the board meetings and use those means of media.
One of the things that's been talked about with the public is the idea of creating board goals, having the board create some goals for the entire district and then making those goals public. Is that something that you would support, first having the board create a set of goals for the district and then number two, having them available to the public?
Yes, I would. The board, if I remember right, I think it was in 08, 09 that they do have a set of goals already. It is on the school website. It's public knowledge. I don't know the exact time frame of how often those should be updated. I think that's something the board's going to have to decide. And I do know that when the new board gets appointed here next week, that's going to be one of the things they work on.
There's been such a divisiveness on the board, just almost a hostile environment in recent months. If elected to the board, how do you get past that? How do you get past the divisiveness that there's been on the board?
I think with the change in the board that's maybe going to have a little bit of a calming effect. I think that there's been some issues with the current board, whether it be conflicts of opinions or whatever it is. But I think that the new board will have a little bit of a calming effect. And also I think that, we just need to be, careful listeners to the other board members. We need to respect their opinions. The board's made up of seven people, and, at the end of the day, if you don't necessarily agree with what happened, you can vote yes or no. So I think that some of the board members are maybe, have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and hopefully with the new board getting appointed, we can, maybe put some of that to rest.
As you've been out talking to people and talking to people about running, what have they been telling you? Have they been saying, hey, you know what, if you're on the board, here's an idea you can look at, or you really need to take a look at this? Is there anything like that you've been hearing that really has resonated with you?
I had a teacher tell me that some of our students maybe that don't necessarily fit into the mold of a four-year college type atmosphere, that maybe some of them are falling through the cracks a little bit. With our school system, maybe not getting some of the prompts to get into college, some of the helps there. And I think that's something that as a community, we need to help those students. The dual credit courses that the high school offers, I think that's a good step to helping those students on their way. And, at least making or trying to help them finish with SCC and at least get their AA degree, so they can get a little better job. Put money back into the community. I think that would be a positive thing for the school to do.
Any other ideas you have regarding, you've got the dual credit courses. Is there another way to target those students that aren't the four-year college bound? Any other ways that could help them while they're here in school?
I think with the vocational tech program becoming a full-time position again, I think that'll help some of those kids gain some of those skills. And I think that, these days we still miss some of the basics. You know, kids know how to use a computer, but they don't know how to count change. And, you know, just simple things like that. Some of the kids, probably still need to learn how to cook. So when they get out on their own or go to college, they know how to do some of those things. And I don't know that, we're so focused on, reading, writing, and arithmetic, which are very important, and the kids need to know how to do that. But I think that as a school system, and not only ours, I'm sure it's that way everywhere, maybe we're missing some of those basic life skills that kids, need to learn.
Another issue that's come up recently is the idea of sharing staff. The Keokuk is sharing with the Harmony School District. Do you support the idea of sharing staff members with nearby districts?
I do support it if it makes sense for our district, and it also needs to make sense for our employees. And I would also support the possibility of maybe sharing administrators or even a superintendent with other school districts. I think as state funding becomes more restrictive, I think schools are going to have to look for ways to, stretch the dollar. And, whether that be with a shared administrator, a shared superintendent, the school sharing. But I think it needs to make sense for everybody involved.
Any topics that I haven't thought to ask you about that are really top of the line for you when it comes to this election and the school district in general? Anything I haven't thought to ask you about that you'd like to comment on?
I think our school district's done some very good initiative or programs. I don't know if you've heard, our audience has heard about the PBIS program or the Cape Pride program. I think it's brought a lot of positive attitudes to our staff and students. And I think overall we have a very good school system, and I'd like to see us promote more of those programs, for the betterment of the students and staff.